Welcome back to my house, Rosie on the House, where we spend all Saturday morning talking about your house, your home, your castle, your cabin. We do that by you calling the show, 1-888-767-4348. My wife, sweet Jennifer, will pick up the call, get your name, where you're calling from, your question, and we'll get to you just as quick as we can. We're in the middle of this hour of talking about how to cool your outdoor living environment, and we've got a caller, Matt, who's been waiting through the bottom of the hour news to get on with his question. Let's bring Matt in, and then we'll go back to our conversation on cooling the outdoors. Good morning, Matt.
Hey, good morning, Rosie Romy. Great talking to you guys, as always.
Well, thanks for the call. How can we help you?
So I've got a professionally installed built-in misting system around my patio. It's got 30 misting heads wrapping around, and it's fantastic. My pump this season, when I went to turn it on, just would not run. And I'm not sure. I guess it's kind of, this is kind of like a choose-your-own-adventure for questions. So is it worth it, and is there a place that can refurbish it? The pulley on the motor itself has seized up. And if it is worth it to try to get it refurbished, is there a place to do that? And if not, what should I be looking, like, what should I expect I would have to spend for the one that I've got is a 1.5 horsepower motor that powers the pump.
Yeah, you know, those pump systems, and it came with kind of an integrated filter system that feeds into it, right?
This one didn't.
It didn't. Okay.
I mean, this one, it's kind of on a base, and it's got the pump, and it has the motor, and they both have the flywheels, and it just had a rubber belt that powered the two, but there was no real filter system on it.
Well, I think those pumps can be north of $700-$800 just by themselves. Okay. Now, there was a firm in North Central Phoenix that I used to use regularly called Elliott Electric Motors. And he would rebuild any electric motor that you needed work on. Now, you said this was professionally installed, so they had to install it and plug it into a GFI circuit. Have you tried just plugging into another circuit? Maybe that GFI is just bad?
I have, yeah.
The
circuit, the electrical all works. The water, you know, it's not a water problem. It's definitely a problem with the pump itself.
Okay. Well, see if we can find Elliott Electric. Romy, do you have any luck? Because, I mean, they've been around for...
You know, I'm not looking for them.
300 years.
I know it's a long way from you. But like Rosie said, these pumps are probably close to $1,000, so yeah, it might be worth the drive. There is a company on 19th Avenue in the Deer Valley industrial area that is just a misting specialist. And you can walk in and they sell parts and pieces and pumps. You know, they Aeromist, there they are. I'll have to find out if they do any kind of refurbishing. And then what was your other one?
Elliott Electric.
I found them. They're still there.
And they're up in Sunny Slope, aren't they, as I remember? I mean, it's been
121
years.
121 South 39th Avenue.
No, okay.
So, Matt, I can give you the number off air if you want.
Perfect. That's awesome. Thank you so much.
Matt, how long have you had your system? Jennifer was just bragging how long we've had ours, and we've had virtually no trouble with it. How many years did you get out of the system?
Well, we've been in the house 8 years, and we got 7 years out of it.
Okay.
I don't, based on the shape of the pump, my guess is it probably was installed 10 to 15 years before we moved in.
Oh, so it was existing when you bought the house?
Correct, yeah.
Okay, all right. Well, interesting, but y'all use it. You do like it.
Oh, absolutely love it. And it's amazing how, you know, it's on the outside of our patio roof.
Yes.
And when that's on, it creates this envelope of cooling. It's so fantastic.
Yeah, we absolutely love ours. It's why we list it as our number one favorite. So, Matt, we appreciate the call. Let us see if we can't help you get hooked up with somebody that maybe can recondition that or get you a pump at contractor's cost. One way or another, we'll see what we can't do to help you out. Thanks for the call, my friend.
Thank you so much.
Okay. So that continuing the conversation on cooling your back area, Matt, the Arizona homeowner, has just told you what happens. I mean, if you have a covered patio with the misting system on, it basically drops a layer of cool air at the outside of your patio, creating a protected environment underneath the patio area. Then you put a couple ceiling fans up there and stir that around, you're going to drop the ambient temperature by as much as 15 to 20 degrees in a situation where humidity is low. But then the perceived is going to be much more than that, because your skin gets just moist enough for the ceiling fans to create that secondary cooling effect. And you can be extremely comfortable in a shaded patio with misting systems and ceiling fans, with the outside temperature north of 100, 105, 110 degrees, and still be extremely comfortable. Then Romy started the conversation of VAP coolers. I love a VAP coolers out on my back patio. And when they don't quite work as well as I want them to because the humidity is up, I just throw 4 bags of ice in the water reservoir.
There you go.
You just chill that water that's going over the pads to such a cold extent that regardless of humidity, it's cooling the air itself even more.
And so, another great use for them is an evap cooler, one of these portable evap coolers. Many of them, and I don't know that they make any that don't now, but you've got 2 on buttons. You've got a pump on, so then it starts the pumping the water to the top so it can trickle over the pad, and then there's a fan on off. Well, at times that you don't need the cooling, you can turn the fan on during insect season, or if you got bugs, you know, sitting in the air of
just
that blowing
just
air,
for the little
just
breeze
to keep the bugs off you, it is a great additional feature for an evap cooler.
All right. Well, I like evap coolers. I really do. They are a little more maintenance than a misting system, where in a misting system, you're replacing the filters once a year. If you're supplying the water through a water softener, you can get away with once a year. The evap coolers are going to have to be emptied, scrubbed down, sprayed off, descaled, pads replaced once or twice a year. But it is a great solution for cooling off a patio area. Then they've got the standalone misting fans, like what you see on the sidelines of the NFL football games. Big fans with spray nozzles out in front of it that can cool, you can target a specific area. So those work as well. And those are 3 great ways to cool a shaded area.
I was going to say, those fans also rotate as well.
That's right.
They're stable and rotate, so you got a choice.
Yeah, we were actually the recipients of a prototype fan. You took your ceiling fan down, but they used that junction box to mount a 2-directional fan that had misters in front of the blades. The only dilemma with that is that as it circulates, you got to be really careful not to have it too close to a window. Really careful.
Left up my nice clean window.
Even with a water softener and even with micron filtration, that mist landing on glass.
Constantly.
Because it's so fine a mist, it evaporates so fast, you don't have time to get over there and wash it off. So you have to be careful. But those are 3 great ways to cool off areas that'll give you an increased outdoor living space and an increased outdoor living time interval through the summer. You don't have to evacuate your patio in the middle of the summer. There's great ways to cool it off to the point where it can be that extra overflow room that you always wished it was. So, great tips there. It was all found in our tip of the week from our weekly newsletter at rosieonthehouse.com. We send you a weekly tip, also send you a weekly to-do. Our weekly to-do for the next hour has a lot to do about getting ready for monsoon. So we'll be talking about that in the 10 o'clock hour, what you should or shouldn't do as it relates to ensuring your home is ready for the monsoon season, which we are now officially in, now that they've turned it into a calendar date.
Isn't it June 15th?
No, it's June 15th, actually.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
till September
30th. We're almost there.
I stand corrected. I thought it was June 1st. Okay.
Hurricane season's underway.
Hurricane season is June 1st,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it used to be scientific. You would have to have three consecutive days where the dew point was over a certain percent, but then they got lazy and put a date on it, June 15th.
Figured they simplify it a little bit.
You used to have something to do with the weather. Now it's just, like Rosie said, calendar.
I would say, though, if you're new to Arizona, if this is your first one, June 15th doesn't mean, boom, we're going to get rain instantly. It usually starts kind of getting its act together around July 4th.
Boy, the last monsoon season was proof of that. One of the driest on record ever. Boy,
After one of the wettest winters ever.
Yeah.
And as much as the heat can be irritating and, you know, you walk out and you feel like you're in a furnace, you get in a car and you're like, we need those extreme heat days to draw in the moisture for the rain. So
that's right.
Just know if you've got, you know, any glass half full or silver lining to those extreme heat days, those are what draws in all the moisture for our monsoon.
Jennifer and I missed it. We were down in Sonoyta, but I understand Scottsdale got hit with a pretty good dust storm last Sunday night.
Yes, they did. Yeah.
Didn't get followed up with any rain, but it's one of those first run at it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. The big cloud of dust, the inevitable big cloud of dust that is hard. It's one of the harder things about living in Arizona when that isn't followed by at least a little sprinkle to kind of clean the air back, scrub the environment.
And learn the term haboob.
Yeah, that's right. Haboob.
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We have callers on hold. We'll get to them right after this break. When you hear the auto attendant at that number, bypass the message by hitting 1, and that'll get you straight into the studio.